interview with Mr. William Weiner by Hope Soloff.
Soloff interviewing Mr. Weiner.
Okay. Now, the first part of this is on European life, and we actually don't want too much about that. We're really more interested on when you came here, but I want a little information about your home in Europe, where it was, what town and country you were born in.
I was born in, I don't know if you know, Shchedrin.
Shchedrin.
I don't know how you even spell it.
Well, that's all right.
That's
but,
Minsker Gaberny.
Oh, some of my people, I think, are from there. I've heard of that. Minsker Lithuania? Gaberny. Lithuania, is
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
sure.
They call it White Russia.
Mm-hmm. I see. And that was the name of your town, Shchedrin, Minsk Gubernia. Was this a village or a town? What size town was it about? I mean, small place?
Small, very small.
Mm-hmm. More of a country, little country
well,
town.
Well, I would say it was, I wouldn't know the population there, but it was a small town.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's the only Jewish community in all of Russia. It was all Jewish community.
Yeah.
And
was this near Tavrik?
No.
No.
This was
Tavrik
all
was a different.
We didn't even have a train to go to. I mean, we had to go ride for a day to get
by
to the train.
By horse and buggy or ox.
By a horse and wagon.
Mm-hmm. What type of house did you live in?
In houses made out of. It wasn't blocks, it was long...
clay?
No, it wasn't.
Wood?
Wood.
Wood.
Made
the
wood
in a hot frame.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people lived in the house with you? With your parents and how many brothers and sisters?
There was 3, 6, 7, 4 sisters and 3 brothers.
Mm-hmm. 4 sisters and 3 brothers.
Yeah.
And was your... name the same in
same.
Europe? It was Weiner.
Weiner.
Same thing. So when you came here, you didn't change
no.
your name or anything. Mm-hmm. How long did you live in the house where you were born? I mean, till you came to this country, were you in this one place?
No. We lived there probably around 10 years, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
My mother lived there. See, my dad went to this country, left us all there.
Mm-hmm. What year was that? Would you know about what year he came?
Well, when he came here in 1909, he was here, I think, 2 years, and then he came back.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed there about a year, year and a half,
mm-hmm.
then took the whole family and came here. Very well, he was here. He took my older sister, he brought her over here.
Mm-hmm.
And
then he came back for all of you.
Did he earn money here?
He
didn't come back for all of us. Originally, he came back. He thought he was going to stay there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He just more or less came here to earn money?
He stayed here,
to
made
earn
a little
money
and
mm-hmm.
see the town we come from. It was very. Poor. I mean, there's no money there
sure.
to make or anything. See.
What
he
kind of work did he do in the
tailor
Europe?
Shop?
He was
a
tailor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, more of a ladies' tailor.
Mm-hmm.
There.
So then he came back, and did he leave your oldest sister here?
Yeah, she didn't want to go back. He wanted her to go back.
How old was she then when he left her?
She was
grown, I mean, teenager.
Yeah,
or
no, she was just trying to think. She's
mm-hmm.
about 75 now.
Mm-hmm.
We came in 1909.
Well, she was an adult.
Yes,
she was an adult.
Adult.
And when he came, did he have relatives in Pittsburgh? Did he come?
He came
to Pittsburgh to relatives.
Oh,
and he stayed.
He had,
I see.
He had his sister in here and.
And then he left your sister then with relatives, I guess, or when she stayed here.
Yeah, she stayed here with her relatives.
Mm-hmm. In Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
in
you
Pittsburgh,
got quite a few relatives. They all immigrated from there, you know, then they came.
Mm-hmm. And then how old were you when you came here?
12 years old.
I see, you were 12. Mm-hmm. What were the languages spoken in your home in Europe?
Jewish.
Just Yiddish, huh?
Yeah.
In the home.
Well, mm-hmm. A little bit. You know, we didn't speak it, but Russian. You know, there was a few Russian families there in that
mm-hmm.
whole city.
But in your own home,
it was
Yiddish.
Uh-huh.
And outside the home, it was Russian?
No,
the people
spoke
Russian?
No, there was no Russian there. Just as I say, there was only a few families lived there. And they worked for...
The Russian families. But all the rest, the whole community was Jewish.
All Jewish.
Oh, the whole area. Nice, the whole little town. They ran
book.
Everything.
We had a booklet here, a booklet that was written up by one of the... we had a community there, Jewish, little wealthy ones.
Mm-hmm.
They lived sort of... And the whole town lived up, and they were in the... lumber business,
mm-hmm.
and they settled there and had their homes there, and it seems the whole community was living up, and then they worked for them and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So they,
but these Jewish people,
yeah,
they were all Jewish.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and then all the communities sort of worked for them.
I mean,
I see, and that was the main thing in the town, the lumber.
Yeah,
the
they
lumber
were in
yard
lumber
and
business.
The
no, they didn't have it there. They were in business far away from there, but that's where they lived, and that's where they were raising their families.
Uh huh. Oh, so they supplied jobs and everything for all the others.
Well, some of the people worked there.
Well, did I imagine all the people did farming too? I mean, did you all have yards and gardening?
No,
no farming or anything.
No,
you didn't raise your own thing.
Just go out, maybe out in the field there, and they plant enough
a garden.
To
yeah, for themselves, food. Uh huh.
It was like we had a cow, we used to get our dairy milk.
And did your father make clothes and things? This is
yeah,
what
he
did for the people,
shop.
This is how he made money.
girls, you used to train them, see, they worked for him. They were paying him for training them, see.
Oh, like a school, vocational school,
yeah,
huh? One of the first.
See, my grandfather had the same thing before that.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a synagogue? I imagine there was more than one synagogue in the town? Or?
Oh, yeah. We had a synagogue right near our place. In fact, they called it after my grandfather. He's the one that built it, and he's the one that organized it. Then there was, I'd say about five or six synagogues in that little town.
Mm-hmm. What kind of schooling did you have in Europe? Did you
Just
the cheder.
And so.
Uh-huh. And you went to the synagogue for that, or did you have a tutor?
No, had like they have a school here, and he'd have it in his house.
Oh, in his house. You all
yeah.
went to his house,
yeah.
and he
everybody
conducted.
Went there. Uh-huh. Conducted the,
I see. And there was no school out of that outside. I mean, the
no,
government
they,
or no public school.
Anybody wanted to go to school there, they had to go. Whoever grew up ready to go to school, they went to different larger cities there. Called them gymnasia there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, how old would you have? That would have to be 12, 13 already when the younger ones
take, like, the,
didn't go.
This community, you know, this group that they call them the Holodetses, they were their children used to go away in large cities there.
Send them away to boarding school.
They'd
okay.
send them and they'd go there to school.
I see. And it would be Russian schools, and that would be the Russian schools.
Whatever school, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, did some of the real religious people send their boys away to the yeshivas too?
Yeshivas? Yeah, they had. Land.
Okay. Next here. Well, there weren't many non-Jewish people in the community, so you really didn't have a chance to make friends with the non-Jews there. I mean, you wouldn't remember any. Were there any political organizations in the town, particularly, or anything like that? Nothing. Was the government good to the Jews in at that time in your community? Did they bother the Jewish people in this town?
Not a whole lot.
Really much?
Of course, I was just a kid.
You didn't remember any pogroms or anything?
No, not in Ireland. There was there. We remember them.
Just hearing about them, you mean? From other towns, but not in your town?
No, in our particular town, there wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Never any violence or... Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you were quite young, but do you remember anything about coming to America, the talk in the family? Did anybody really want to come, or what did you think of America at this time when you were still there?
We knew eventually we'd get here. We were surprised, you know, that
you were hoping
father,
to,
because most of the families were all going to America.
It was a trend.
My father's, my uncles, there was three of them there, and they left. When did they start going?
Would that be like around 1900?
Like 9 years before you or 10 years before you?
Mm-hmm. So this was really a hope that you just felt that that's where you wanted to go eventually.
My father came, and when he came back, then my grandfather and grandmother and an aunt of mine, they left. They were preparing to go to America here.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt that he'd come back, you know, with some money, and he'd be a rich man. Maybe he'd come back with a couple $1,000s, you know, which he accumulated here.
And it would be enough, and he wouldn't have to.
So he set up a shop again, you know, in a different.
Mm-hmm.
But after he stayed there, he says no place to raise children.
After he saw America and your cousins and everything here, he felt this was a better place to raise the family. Mm-hmm. So then he decided. He was here like a year, you say, or two, and then decided to take all of you back. See, how old was the oldest sister when she came? I mean, the oldest one was here, and then what did they range? What age to what age when you all came over?
The older brother is 63, 65. The girls, you know, and the older one, the older girl.
Then you were all, you weren't teenagers yet, you were all
we
under.
We had one, did you, the one that just left here?
Oh, was that?
She was born.
Is that your sister?
Oh,
I didn't know.
She was born about 6 months before we left.
Oh. So in other words, it was a 6-month-old baby, and the oldest was about...
The oldest was my brother. He was about 14, 15.
I see. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And your dad had enough money then to bring you all, too. And then you just traveled, just your family alone? You came yourselves. There were no other people with you when you came here. I mean, from the town.
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you get there? Did you? How did you get to the port? You said there was
to
no the railroad.
Port. Well, we went to this. There's what they call the nearest town there. Overnight.
Where there was a railroad. And how did you get there? By horse and buggy, I guess.
Yeah.
And was your mother and all were able to take a lot of things with you? I mean,
just necessities, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Just clothes and things like that. And then from this town, you took the railroad to the port. Where did you take the port? In what country?
You know,
where was the port?
Did
you guys have to go to Germany or?
No, it was in Germany.
It was a long time. Anyway, you got to the port.
From there, we went to Liverpool, England.
Oh, I see.
With this boat, it was 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just happened. My father took sick, and we got into Liverpool there, and we had to take him to the hospital. You know, we were in Liverpool, England, but like. 2 months.
This happened to my aunt and my dad, too. He got the measles, or somebody got the measles, and they had to stay at a hotel for a week. Kind of the quarantine and everything in Germany till they got out.
You see, when we landed in Liverpool there, you see, you come to this place there, and you're allowed to stay there until you're stay for your boat trips. And if you can't be by then you have to go on your own.
Oh, you mean they provided a room and
well, they
food
have,
and everything?
Got, yeah, food. Oh. Well, sometimes you wait 2 days, 3 days for your boat.
And they gave you lodging? And
from there, we went to Philadelphia. That's where we landed.
Oh, that's unusual. That's something different. Uh-huh. Most people go to New York or Baltimore.
Yeah, well,
and you
we
came
landed
to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So when my father took sick, you know, when it came time for our boat to leave, and my mother had to go out and get a room there with the, and we, my
Who
brother.
Who supplied this room? Was it an organization, this place, or was it the boat
no,
company? Was
the
shipping company?
Company.
Oh,
yeah,
the shipping company
yeah,
supplied
yeah.
all. This was
yeah,
part of your fare, in other words. I
see.
See,
when you buy a ticket, it's supposed to bring you to Philadelphia.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Well, originally we were supposed to go to New York straight through, but something happened and we had to change the route. So, and my mother had to go and get a room for the kids, and my dad was in the hospital, my brother, Sydney, the doctor, and the older brother. We helped them in this place. You know, it's a big, it's like a hotel, right? You know, it's a big dining room.
How about food and all? I imagine they didn't have kosher food, and I'm sure that you were
this
all
place,
Orthodox.
No, I don't think they, no.
It's probably pretty hard to manage
it
was, with
no,
food.
No, it wasn't kosher, but the food they give you, they don't. It's the same thing every day, you know, soup. And
yeah. But you had
so
to eat
they,
it.
So they allowed us, we offered to help them in the kitchen, in the dining room, my brother, Sydney, the doctor, and the older brother. So they let us stay there, so we stayed there. They gave us a place to stay. And they fed us. My mother had to be with the other. She had to eat. She had to be on her own there. Of course, she used to leave them. We had to watch them, and she used to go to the hospital every day.
Do you remember your first day in Philadelphia? What impressed you first when you saw Philadelphia? Do you, as a boy, I mean, you were 12, so you.
Well, it's not that you come in, you know, and they sort of say, put you through an examination there, and I don't know.
Who met you there in Philadelphia? Anybody meet you in organizations or anything, or family?
No.
Nobody, just the customs people.
Customs, they let you through, and then you get on the,
How did you know which train, like,
how did they know?
They showed you this is the train to Pittsburgh, because that was your destination.
They're still responsible for it.
And they took you there, but no other organization or anything else helped
not
you?
Not that
really.
I remember.
I see. So it was just a city and a train, just like in Europe. It was nothing different that you remember.
Until you landed into Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first day in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, very well.
Pennsylvania Railroad, huh?
Yeah,
I guess your whole
Bischbacher
was down there to meet you.
They were there, and those days.
Who met you? The whole
my
family?
My sister and an uncle of mine. And we walked from Union Station, you know where that
I used
was.
To work there during the war, sure.
We walked up to Washington City. We walked right up the steps there, a tunnel, I remember there. And up to Washington and Wiley Avenue, and then we got on the streetcar there. The whole the baskets. My sister was we carried her in a basket, you know, she was 16. And she took sick on a train.
I guess your mother was still nursing her, was she just an infant?
And we got on a streetcar and then a whole
And whose house did you go to then?
We went to my grandfather's house. They lived on Center Avenue near
Weiner. But is his name Weiner too?
Yeah.
I see.
He's passed away.
In other words,
there,
your grandparents were here before your father.
Yeah, and I say
the
they left about 6 months before we did.
I see, so they were
maybe
all established already.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember how big of a house it was, or how big it was? Or but there was always room, no matter how big. There was always room.
My sister had already, she rented a house. She had a house.
Was she married then?
No.
But she had rented a house.
She rented a house on Robert Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we only stayed there a few days. Then we went out. She got some furniture.
How did you buy the furniture? Did your father have enough money to buy
the furniture?
My sister,
those days, you know, about secondhand furniture.
Mm-hmm. When I guess your sister, was she working here, I
yes,
guess?
She
what
was
did
working.
She do? What was she doing
was
in Pittsburgh? What kind of work?
She was working a shop, an alteration shop. For,
then she knew how to sew, and she had a trade herself, so she knew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my father worked there. I don't know if
you remember the name.
Used to be Benny
of the
Neiman.
Benny Neiman.
On Fifth Avenue, had a sort of a department store there.
Oh, and you did alter. They did alteration work there.
My father worked there too.
Mm-hmm. I see.
He didn't work on Saturdays. So he just worked 6 days, 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Was there in the early years? Was there anything in the United States that disappointed you, like in the first 5 years, or your father? Was he disappointed?
No, he wasn't.
He was contented.
We came. He set up this got a house on Robert Street.
He was satisfied with the housing.
Set up,
and
he set up in the one front room. He set up a tailor shop right away.
Mm-hmm. And, how many rooms was it? Do you remember? I mean, the house itself.
He had like 7 or 8 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we didn't live in all of those.
Mm-hmm.
We had roomers and that.
Do you remember what a room rented for in those days?
It wasn't a whole lot.
But they would get some of them. Huh? I see, and I'm sure there was the gas. There wasn't electricity yet, was there? Did you have electricity in the house?
I don't think so.
Still the gas. And how about the bathrooms? Is it the outside bathrooms?
No,
or did they have a bathroom in the house?
Bathroom.
Inside.
Yeah.
A lot of the people told me about the outside bathrooms.
Oh, yeah,
that
an
they
inside
didn't,
bath.
You know. Uh-huh. Let me see. And I imagine everybody went to work then, huh? All your brothers.
Well, my brother, the older brother, went to work.
What was he trained for anything?
He wasn't trained for anything. He went to work for a suitcase and trunk factory.
And this would be about in 1909 or 1910. Yeah. Uh-huh.
He came in October 1909.
That's when my family came.
And he went to night school.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I went to school.
You went to day school?
Yeah.
You went to day school?
I only went to fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I work in the morning. Early in the morning, I worked for a kosher butcher. I'd come there in the morning and the evening. Then I started work like the Thursday all day. I'd work in the grocery market, helping out.
Was there
any? Get a dollar.
A dollar, what?
For the day.
For the day. Uh-huh. Just the morning. Was there any point during this first 5 years when you came when you felt unjustly treated because you were a foreigner or immigrant? Did you feel unjustly treated
no.
by any of your neighbors
no,
or any of the children? No, I mean, you didn't feel any of this. Mm-hmm. And you did tell me about your first home in Pittsburgh, where that was. When you rented this house, your father rented the house, he just kept paying rent, right? I mean, he never bought it or...
No.
He
was paying rent.
Uh-huh. And he didn't have to get help from anybody, any agencies or anything. He just was able to support himself and get along. All right. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so you did tell me what kind of work you did at first. You just, I guess, trained, each employer trained you with every job.
Well, I worked there, and then when I left school, I went to work. For a, there was Columns Wallpaper and Paint Stone Center. I went to work there, and I worked there, doing everything, delivering wallpaper, delivering paint, and all that.
How much did you earn there?
I think it was $3 a week.
Mm-hmm. What were your hours? I guess they were pretty long.
Hours or something.
No hours, and just all day, night.
Yeah.
Were there any unions starting then, right
not
around that time?
Not in
So they could just work you as long as they wanted to and give you what you wanted, huh? And you did you work on Saturday, Jewish holidays?
Not on the Jewish,
not the high holidays,
not the
I
high
guess,
holidays.
But on Saturdays you did,
yeah.
But your father didn't.
No,
he didn't. How long did you remain at this kind of work?
Well, I was there for many years, and I went to work downtown in the same type of business there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I was here for about quite a few years, and I got raised up to, I think it was $6 a week.
To the next, after you left Gollum's.
In Gollum's. And then there was somebody.
You worked there the longest time.
Yeah, uh-huh. Then there was somebody that worked there. He went to work downtown in a wallpaper department store on Market Street. And he saw me one time. He says, "You can get you more money there." So I told Gollum that I'm going down there. I can make more money. He said, "Well, if you make more money, you go ahead."
Mm-hmm.
So
what became your life's work then? Then eventually.
Then I went into the grocery business. I bought a store, first store. I was, I think, 16 years old. I bought a small store on Fifth Avenue with a cousin of mine.
Mm-hmm.
A cousin of mine had it, and we bought it from him. We stayed there a while, and he went out, and I stayed there myself. And then I sold that, and I bought another store on Wiley Avenue, a larger store.
Still in the grocery, right?
Yeah, grocery. Mm-hmm. I was in that was in the grocery business until about 25 years ago.
You were in the grocery business, you say,
yeah.
For 25 years, or up until 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So that really was your life business. I thought it was the jewelry, you know, the jewelry.
No, and then I went into work for my brother-in-law.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. If you could live this part of your life over, what kind of work would you want to go into? Do you think you would like to do?
Well, if I lived it over, I'd like to go to school and get into something. Of course, we didn't have those opportunities.
Yeah, that's right. It seems the kids of today are wasting these opportunities.
Went, as far as the high school.
Mm-hmm. Did they all go to high school here?
Yeah.
Your sisters just go to high school.
Yeah. The
continued
my brother, the doctor, he went to high school. He didn't even go to high school. He got out of public school. And he went on the road for a while for a candy company. And then he went in the grocery business. He stayed there for a while, and he decided he wants to go back to school. He wants to be a doctor. So he went to school back to, he went to college, to one of the colleges downtown.
Well, then you went to the fourth grade, and how did you learn to speak English? Did you get that in school? Did you learn to read and write and speak English in school, too?
I went to night school for a short time.
Mm-hmm. Were there mostly Jewish people in the schools where you went, or were there mixed?
Well, they were mixed.
And you had friends in all other religions, too, classmates. And mm-hmm. How did your Gentile classmates treat you?
Noticed any difference.
Mm-hmm. And you socialized with them, I mean, after school or anything?
No, not a whole lot. So I got home and...
Did you go to Seder in this country?
No.
No, you didn't. It was all in Europe. And how about for entertainment? Did you have much time to enjoy music
We used to sort of loaf together, you know, a group of boys.
Okay. Did you ever go to the Yiddish theater, or what did you do with boys? How did you, for entertainment, a group of boys?
Oh, we used to belong to Washington Park, down on where the trade school is now.
Prayed.
Had clubs there, and we had a club, and we used to.
Was this like a YMCA, or was it a Jewish organization?
No,
or?
It was just a club. It was called Washington Park.
Was it sponsored by the city?
I think it was.
And you could have cub groups, and it was like the Aaron Kaufman Settlement.
Yeah,
I guess it was before that.
It was for the Aaron Kaufman Settlement.
Mm-hmm.
We had a club, and we used to have picnics and stuff.
And ball
like
games,
that.
Which also today. Mm-hmm. Were there lectures or the public library?
No.
Was there a public library in
there
the
was,
hill
yeah.
right near there?
Yeah, there was a public library on Riley Avenue.
And what newspapers did you read? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
The Yiddish paper? I guess in your home they got the Yiddish paper.